Comprehension Questions. Part 1. Professor Coleman asks Akane what the case is holding. Akane tells him that it's her telescope and then shows it to him. Professor Coleman tells Akane that the telescope is impressive. Professor Coleman also learns from Akane that the main tube of the telescope is called the OTA, which means optical tube assembly. Part 2. Professor Coleman asks Akane what's inside the case. Akane says that it's her telescope. Then she shows it to him. Professor Coleman is impressed. Akane also informs him that the main tube of the scope is the OTA, which means optical tube assembly. Professor Coleman reveals that he wants to learn more. Akane says the telescopes can be divided into two main types, reflectors and refractors. Mirrors are used in reflectors, and occasionally they need to be collimated. An objective lens is used in refractors to form an image. Professor Coleman requests to see how Akane sets the telescope up. Part 3. Professor Coleman asks Akane what she has in the case. Akane responds that it's her telescope and shows it to him. He remarks that the telescope is impressive. Akane tells Professor Coleman that the main tube of the telescope is called the OTA, which means optical tube assembly. Professor Coleman responds that he'd like to learn more about telescopes. Akane tells him there are two main types of scopes, reflectors and refractors. Reflectors use mirrors and sometimes need to be collimated. Refractors use a lens called an objective lens to form an image. Professor Coleman asks to see how the telescope is set up. Akane sets up the scope for him. First, she sets up the tripod. Second, she attaches the mount to the top of the tripod. Next, she lifts the scope out of the case and attaches it to the mount. Finally, she says that the last step is to put in the eyepiece.